Now, we've hit the 82.2% single dose mark in New South Wales in terms of vaccinations. It's a huge milestone, you know. The roadmap to freedom is becoming clearer by the day. Once we hit 70% fully vaccinated, we are ready for business. But major retailers across the state are still urgently seeking clarity. They're calling on the government to provide a legal framework for shoppers to declare their vaccination status. We raised this with Peter Switzer earlier. Bricks and mortar stores haven't been open to customers in months. The state government has to answer some questions for them. How are retailers going to be able to check people's vaccination passports? Are they going to be able to sack staff who refuse to get vaccinated? And what will happen to them if they don't enforce these rules? We're expected to hit the 70% fully vaccinated rate by early October now, but businesses are being kept in the dark. Daniel Hunter is CEO of Business New South Wales. He's on the line. Morning to you, Daniel.
Yeah, morning, Chris.
You need this critical information yesterday, don't you?
Well, we do. We need businesses to be able to plan and set this stuff up. And we are calling on the government. We're working with the government pretty closely. It's all going to be in the detail of those public health orders that should be forthcoming in the next week or so. But that 70% vaccination rate is going to come around very fast. We are talking mid-October, maybe even earlier based on current rates. And we need to get retailers, restaurants, everybody set up so that they can administer this new system.
It could be as early as 3 weeks' time, because some of the modelling is saying the 8th of October. They said that opened then the next Monday. That could be the 11th of October.
Yeah, that's correct. And so we are getting information that Service New South Wales are setting up so that when you check in, your vaccination status will also come up on your phone. But as you said, it comes down to that legal imposition on business owners. We're calling on the government for businesses to need to take reasonable steps only, and that there needs to be an individual accountability here. So that if there are fines to give out, if there is people to get in trouble, then it should be the individuals who know they shouldn't be going into that retail store, who know they shouldn't be going into that restaurant, that are held accountable should there be fines.
So you're going to have at every entry to every store, not only the technological capability to allow someone to scan in,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to have to make sure that they're using the right passes, the right technology, and they're not trying to scam through being unvaccinated.
Well, that's right. And that's what it comes back to, what is reasonable and reasonable steps. Now, a small retail store just can't afford to have a security guard on the store. It would just blow their profitability and make it unviable for them to trade. So what we're calling on is that our QR code is on the front. People check in like they normally would, going, and we're all used to that now, and they just flash their phone and up to the retail staff, for example, that shows, yes, I've checked in, and my vaccination tick shows on that same screen, which is what Service New South Wales have set up, and that is what's fair and reasonable, and that is it. Now, if anyone's scamming or if anyone hasn't done it properly, then it should go back on the individuals to be held accountable for their own actions.
But I don't understand what the lack of clarity is. From what I've heard and seen of Kerry Chant, the Chief Health Officer in New South Wales, it will be a health order. It will be law that you only allowed vaccinated people in when we hit 70% double vaccinated.
That's exactly right. So they will write that into the public health order, and it will only be vaccinated people and staff that are allowed at that 70% mark. Now, I think the other part of the story is really what happens at 80% and 80% plus, because
right.
we could well be hitting that 80% double vaxxed rate within a couple of weeks of that 70%. So we've only got this bridging time, and we need to know, you know, what will and won't be allowed at 80% or 85%. And that's probably the clarity we really need in all of this as well, Chris.
And then you've got to wonder what the rules are within businesses, within these retail stores, about staff who don't want to get vaccinated.
That's exactly right. Now, that comes down to an industrial relations issue as well as a public health order issue. Now, the public health order will protect employers somewhat if it is written in such a way where employers are able to check the vaccination status. But it's a minefield. There's privacy around medical records. There's industrial relations and people's choice. So we are calling again on the government to provide clarity on that within the public health order so employers can get on with it and really find out what the people want to do and what their staff want to do. I think by and large, out of all of this, though, Chris, I think that the majority of the general population and people working, they want to go back to work.
Yeah.
They are getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
We really hope that people do the right thing and we don't see these silly scenes like we did at the start of this lockdown where people are having meltdowns over whether they should or shouldn't be wearing masks and things like that. We really call on the public here to do the right thing.
Yeah, and being so close to when we reopen, we've got to set these rules down pronto, not 3 days before. I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for that.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
All right, Daniel Hunter, CEO of Business New South Wales.